we couldn't get people inside the gallery, but people were still going to work. So we invaded spaces that are usually invaded by publicity.
Veronique Cote, executive director and chief curator of SIPA, knew gallery shows at their Main Street location would be limited to smaller audiences. Cote says if they couldn't have an exhibition, they could exhibit art around the city, like 20 bus shelter photography works.
According to the Buffalo Transit System, there were about 800,000 people who saw the exhibit while it was going. This is more than what most museums do in one exhibition.
The art itself was created by SIPA's students, who worked remotely for the majority of last year.
And we made sure that those public transit bus shelter were near where the students were located, so then they can tell their friends and their family, hey, you can, when you take the bus, that's my bus shelter. That's my art that's exhibited there. They could have ownership.
The public projects didn't stop there. In response to the rising conversation surrounding social justice last summer, SIPA bought billboard space throughout Buffalo.
We commissioned an artist that was supposed to exhibit at SIPA from the get-go that couldn't because of the pandemic. We said, well, let's flip this exhibition into a public exhibition.
Artist Stacy Robinson helped bring to life the hashtag Black Matters series across 12 billboards, which Cote says close to 200,000 people viewed.
When you're outside walking your dog, or when you're driving your car because you're an essential worker, or going to the grocery store, you could see SIPA's response and Stacey Robinson's response to the Black Matters movement.
These efforts led to SIPA receiving the Art Services Incorporated Organization of the Year Award. Cote says the winning formula is utilizing their educational resources as an advocacy tool.
The format that won us this award is a format we want to replicate. We want to keep going to the streets. We want to keep being in the community, and we want to keep doing not only internationally worthy exhibition, but also art advocacy, placemaking, diversity and opportunity building, and in my case, job training for creatives.
SIPA is currently fundraising for a program that would provide a mobile darkroom to Buffalo public school students.
And our goal is to invade public gardens, school backyards, and so on, so we can kind of teach photography, because it's not every school, especially not in a public system, that can afford a darkroom, but we can make it so it's mobile and bring it to the people. Church, backyard, whatever it is.
Cote says many art lovers are not museum lovers necessarily, and adds there are audiences they won't reach unless community partnerships are formed with accessibility in mind.
Telling them that to experience art, they have to take themselves outside of their neighborhood, drag themselves to a huge museum, pay parking for it, pay a ticket price, get in there, and then not understand what they're looking at because it's framed into a cultural landscape that is not really their own lived experience. That's a huge ask.
SIPA's next event will be their 15th biennial art auction on June 26th. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.